Rivka is told Shnei Goyim Bevitnech. And it says Goyim without a Vav. She's not a Vav, it's Chasar of Vav. Rashi says Gain Siv, it's a sign of wealth or something. Elu Antoninus Verebi. Shnei Goyim is Antoninus and Rebbe, Antoninus and Roman. Shaloi Pasku Me'al Shulchanam Leitznun V'Lei Chazeres Lei B'Mei Sechama V'Lei B'Mei Sechshomim. It was a simon of their wealth that they had everything. Nothing was lacking. Nothing was lacking. So you have to know what's the Eisher of Rebbe. What's Taka? What for? The Taich. So it's really a Gemara. The Gemara says something, a very interesting Gemara that has to be learned up, I think. Gemara, it's a Gemara, it appears in two places. It's a Gemara in Gittin, Daf Nun Tesem and Aleph, and it's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Vavim and Aleph. So the Gemara says like this, V'amar Rabba Berei de Rava V'Yiseima Rabhil Berei de Ravalas Mimois Moshe V'ad Rebbe, from the time of Moshe Rabbein until the time of Rebbe, Loi Motzinu Teiro G'dula V'mokam Echad. This thing that Leipasak Tznun Mal Shulchan, this wealth is called, that's referred to that Rebbe had Torah u'gedula. This is the gedula part. From Moshe Rabbeinu until Rebbe, there was, you didn't Loi Matzinu Torah u'gedula b'makamecha. So Moshe Rabbeinu, then Rebbe. Then later the Gemara says Amar Avacha Berei Derava Afa Niyomer. I will add to that Mimois Rebbe. Va'ad Rav Ashi Loi Matzinu Torah G'dula B'Mokam Echad. So they're singled out. Three people are singled out chronologically for the Torah G'dula B'Mokam Echad. Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu Va'ad Rebbe, that's Rebbe, and from Rebbe Ad Rav Ashi. Moshe Rabbeinu, Rebbe, and Rav Ashi. And Rav Ashi. So by Rebbe, this Indian of the wealth, right, was an Indian of Torah G'dula B'Mokam Echad. And in that, this Gemara that appears in two places is equating, is putting in a grouping together. There's something common between Moshe Rabbeinu, Rebbe, and Rav Ashi, which directly correlates to the fact that they were all Torah G'dula B'Mokam Echad. So you have to know what's the commonality and what's the shay. So if you don't have to think very long to realize what the Tzad HaShavu B'Neihem is. They're all critical focal points in Mesiras HaTorah. Moshe Rabbeinu gave Torah Shebaal Peh. Moshe Rabbeinu was Matan Torah. Right? It's through Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu gave over Torah to Klal Yisrael. Rebbe was the Mishnayos. Rebbe was Mesadah the Mishnayos, and that's it. Once Rebbe was Mesadah the Mishnayos, ain't nothing else going to be in the Mishnah. It is what it is. Right, this is what it is. That's also a critical point in Mesiras HaTorah, that this is it. Like you're being kaveh, this is the emes in the Mishnah, there's nothing else. Rav Ashi, same thing, Gemara. Right, same thing, Gemara. They're all shlavim, they're all points in more than just one, yeah, teaching it to somebody else, establishing something, giving of something new, creating something that in Mesiras HaTorah. Moshe Rabbeinu with Matan Torah, Rebbe with Mishnayos, and Rav Ashi with Gemara. So now we know what they have all in common. What does that have to do? And Lechaira, if that's what they have in common, for some reason Torah G'dula B'Mokam Echad was a necessary prerequisite, was a tenai, was something that they had to have for this role that they had. Otherwise, why? Punk, this is what they think, and punk, they all, these three are singled out with Torah G'dula B'Mokam Echad. So you have to know what the title. So this idea that the three have something to do with Mesiras HaTorah, it struck me that it couldn't be that I thought of that. It's got to be. This is something that it's like right there in your face. It's got to be somebody talks about it. So I found the Maram Shif in Gittin, in the Sugi in Gittin. The Maram Shif speaks it out. And he also offers us a Havana in what the point, what the necessity was for having the Gedul of Mokam Echad. I'll mention what he says, mention another way, and then I'll mention a third way, L'chaira, that you don't need either of the first two, to understand L'aymik, what it means. Yeah. So the Maram Shif says like this, the Chassam Sefer brings it also to his Moshe in Parshas Vayechi, page Reish Yudalit. He writes like this, this is how the Chassam Sefer brings it. Nira Lefarish, he's, I think, quoting the Maram Shif. Yeah. Maram Shif says a little different. Nira Lefarish, Alpi Mashikos of Maram Shif. Al hodan rinan v'perek ha-nezokin, mimoshe Rabbeinu v'ad Rabbeinu ha-kodesh, v'Rabbeinu ha-kodesh ad Ravashi, loy hoya teiru gdula b'mokam echa. Sheheima hoyu amudei teiru shebikzav v'shebal peh. They were the amudei, there's our thing, right? They were the amudei teiru shebikzav v'teiru shebal peh. V'al yedeihem hushlam. So what's gdula, teiru gdula b'mokam echa? Where does the gdula come from? What for? What for? Va'al yedeim hushlam v'rak b'mi shemisached by Torah u'gedula yachdov, only by someone who was miyached miyuchad by him Torah u'gedula yachdov ein tzarech lahachnif l'shum odom. You don't have to be machnif anybody but chanifa to get your parnosa from somebody. They're independently wealthy. They don't have to come on to anybody. Nimtza ha-emes ba-oifen ha-yoyser v'hata. Then the emes is in the highest form, and it has to be, because ha-toyre chaysom ha-emes. If a person, so he's touching up, that what's the, and then the Ram Shif himself writes more than that, the kol misha nishlam chelek ha-toyre al-yodoy. Anybody who is nishlam dechelik ha-toyra al-yodoy be'oifen shehaboyim achreyem ein ru'uyim lachloik aleyem b'shum boifen. And what they're doing is emes, and once that nobody can argue. Once the Torah, once Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Torah, zayis ha-toyra lo'itayi muchlefes. Once Rebbe was mesayim the Mishnayis, that's it, ain't no more. Once Rav Ashi was mesayim noel ha-shas, this is it, right? So anybody shenishlam chelik teira al yodai ba'ifen shaboyim achreim ein ruim lachlik aleim b'shum ba'ifen tzarech sheyiyeh hu mushlam b'teira u'gedula mikol Yisrael. He has to be more than anybody else with teira u'gedula. There's nothing that he needs that he doesn't have. He doesn't have to come up to anybody for anything. V'nimtzo emes etzle ba'ifen ha'yoyser na'ala. Mikra nishlam al yidei Moshe Rabbeinu, Mishna al yidei Rebbe, v'Talmud al yidei Rav Ashi, v'yefshir laboyim achreim lachlik aleim b'shum oifen. But if you didn't have gedula b'makom echad, so then you would have to come on to them and get a good deal on this and get something from this. Then you'd be beholden to somebody else. The second the person is beholden to something, isn't this other cheshbonos in his mind, one can never be sure that what they're doing is the emes v'yoseh, that what they're doing is devoid of any negiyas, and in pure emes, and azaybi, what they're doing, no one's allowed to be chaylik. This is Torah. So it has to be pure, this is Torah, without any other negiyas and pnias. So therefore they have to have the gnu of makamah. That's the mahalach of the Maram Shif. Same type of an idea, but different. I would be able to say, be a drosha saran. There's a drosha saran in the Drosha Chamishis, so the Drosha Aran, the Ran discusses an interesting prerequisite for Navua, that a Navi has to be a Gibor, a Navi has to be an Osher. He says, why does a Navi have to be an Osher? A Navi could be a Chacham, a Navi could be a Tzaddik, there's all kinds of things that would say a Navi should have to be. Vosep is Osher and Gvur. So the Ran, Avol bihiyois ha-Navi menabe lahamoin, since the Navi is menabe to the Hamoinam, umaydiya masha tzivo Hashem Yisborah, and he's maydiya what the Eibishter told him, yitztarech sheyiyeh nivchar v'nirtze mikol akitos. He has to be universally accepted. Everybody will respect him and think, me oyhavei ha-chochma v'oyhavei ha-oysher v'oyhavei ha-gvura v'sheyashlimu loy mailas amidus. He has to have everything. Why? Because you're giving over, you're giving over Nevuah. They have to listen. Right? It has to be something that people will accept. You're not living in a vacuum. You're giving it, the people have to accept it. Right? If the people have to accept it, everybody has to look at you as being beyond reproach. Right? Everybody has to look at you as, oh. Right? Now, depending on people, what their hasogas are, right? What their hasogas are, so the guy could be a big Talmud Chacham. Right, but if he's the schlepper and everything else, so there's a group of people who are not going to accept what he's saying. Right? Because it has to be that you look, oh, right? That oh has to have everything. Right? That's what it has to have. Look how you're the same things. From now on, you're coming, it's matan Torah, there's a mekabel, right? So Klal Yisrael has to be the mekablim of the Torah in that form. So they have to be mekabel, that Moshe Rabbeinu is the authority, that this is Torah, the Zayis of Eloi Tehem Uchlefes. So Moshe Rabbeinu has to be the, oh, Moshe Rabbeinu. That's why you have Torah, Rabbi's coming to say, You know, this is Mishnayos. Nobody else could think. Has to be, people have to accept it as that. If people don't accept it as that, so then you don't have anything. You need to be accepted. It's over there. So whether it's for the reason that he shouldn't have negiyas because he shouldn't have negiyas, or whether it's all outwardly reason that he shouldn't be beholden to somebody else, or because people will not universally accept it. These are the two possibilities. That L'Toyelis, according to the Ran, L'Toyelis accepting the things in a muchlatic way, so the Moiser has to be Mushlam in any. But these things are all Klapei Chutz. L'Choyra, let's not talk about that for a second. Let's just start by looking different. You have to have the Gedula. You have to have the gedula, so you wouldn't have to come on to anybody, or so people will accept it, however you want, with the Ram Shefer, to take the Ram Hanovi. These are all external things. How is a person meant to look at the gedula? How is the Torah person meant to look at the gedula mitzaratzmai, bifnim, for himself? So that's Pashat. For himself, it's not, about himself, right? For himself, it's supposed to be worth nothing. Right? It's supposed to be nothing for him. It's supposed to be, I'm bottle. I'm doing the Ratzon Hashem, that's Torah, I'm this bottle to Torah. Any wealth, any Oysher that I have, right, the Eibishter gave me to do the Eibishter's will. And that's it. So, but to me, it's nothing. It doesn't elevate me in any way. Everybody has their Kalim. These are the Kalim that I was given. That Madrega, that means that's really what the Torah calls when the Torah talks about Anivus. What does Anivus mean? Anivus means I have nothing of my own. Right? Me. Everything I have all this wealth, right? Tekilu, I have this, I have that. That's nothing of my own. The Eibishter here, I'm nothing. It's Yiras Hashem and Anova. Right, and then I don't have anything. It's all the Eibishter gave it to me. I have it because I have a job to do, because I have to use it for that. That's Anova. Anova is an integral component for the Messiahs of Torah, which we'll see in a second. First, I'll bring you a raya to these. A raya. First, it's min hastam. It's interesting. Just you know, with the three people that we're talking about here again is Rebbe, Moshe Rabbeinu, Rebbe, and Rav Ashi. And Moshe Rabbeinu, it says the Anov Mikol Adam. And Rebbe, who had all this wealth, Rebbe like Antoninus, like a Melech, he had all this wealth. What does it say on Rebbe? Chazal say about Rebbe. Rebbe said on himself, I wasn't Nene a Mashahu from any of it. That's Anivus of Rebbe, like everything was there. It wasn't for me. It wasn't given for me. Like, who am I to be Nene from this? Right? Moshe Rabbeinu is called the Onov Mikol Adam. Rebbe, when the Rebbe died, they said, "Hey, Onov, such an Onov on Rebbe." Rav Ashi, I looked, I didn't find it. Hey, two out of three ain't bad. So you get the idea. I'm quite certain that Rav Ashi was also an Onov. You know, that. But what's the touch? What do you need it for? And more than that, the Rambam, it's a nice riot to what I'm going to tell you. The Rambam in the Hakadamah, the Shisha Sidre Mishnah. So he's giving the Messiah, and then Rebbe was a critical point in the Messiah. So all of a sudden, the Rambam digresses and tells you what a great on of Rebbe was. The Rambam says like this: Yekasher Ovar Azman Achreim Ad Rabbeinu Hakadosh, Vehu Yochid B'Doyroi Umiyuchad B'Tkufasoi Ish Shekolol By Hashem Min Amidas Atoivos VaHachsidos Mashaziko Be'Enei. Everyone viewed him. That's the tremendous mila that he had. Where does the name of Rabbeinu HaKadosh? That's what the Bnei Doira referred to him. That's what they saw. They called him Rabbeinu HaKadosh, and his real name was just Yehuda. V'hoya b'tachlis ha'chochma v'rum ha'mayla. Okay, so that I understand. That's the Meisr HaTayr, for the person to do the Mishnayos thing. K'may sh'amru mimei Meisr v'ad Rebbe l'arein t'ayr g'dul b'kamechot. V'hoya betachlis ho'anova v'hashiflus ha'ruach v'archokas ha'tayva k'may sh'omru mishemes Rebbe botla anova v'yirznet. The Rambam is not a storyteller. The Rambam, he's telling the Seder HaMaseira, and he's discussing Rebbe. So why Rebbe was a big Chacham, I understand that. To be Masadet the Mishnah is to know what yeah and what not. Well, why Rebbe was a Yerushim? Why Rebbe had all the milas? I understand. Why did he have to say to Rebbe, Batla Anova? What's Anova got to do with it? So without even saying anything, it's Muchach from the Rambam that Anova is a necessary prerequisite for Rebbe to have fulfilled the function that Rebbe fulfilled. Right? When you're discussing Rebbe as a Meiser HaTorah, so Rebbe as a Meiser HaTorah has to have had that Anova in order to be able to fulfill it. Otherwise, what's the Rambam bringing? Daika Rambam like any other Rambam. Like, what's the Rambam bring? What do you need the honor for? What's the Hezber? The Hezber is a Dover Pashat. In order for someone to be a Meiser HaTorah, it has to be a Meiser, again, profound, a Meiser HaTorah. It has to be pure, unadulterated Torah, with no negiyas, with no other things that a person has. No other cheshbonos. Now, how can you demand? Torah is a purely ruchniyistic thing. How can you demand of a baser v'dam, a physical bria, who's comprised of neshama, which is a chelik elikam imal, which definitely does have an affinity to Torah, and a goof, which is the exact opposite of ruchniyus? How can that person do something, create something, be meiser something, and know that what he's being meiser is emes lamita? That it's the emes lamita of Torah. How can that be? It has to be. If the person has any mashahu of an I, the letter I, right? Then you can't. There's no assurance that what he's doing is 100% there, because there's your pnius in there. Who knows? It has to be a person that there's no I. The zich, the myself, is bottling mountain. All you have, the person is nisbatel to Torah. The person is nisbatel to Torah. That's enough. That's the Shmitz Anivus. You need that. If my Rebbe is giving the Torah, and we're going to say Zaysa Torah Shem Echlefes, and how do I know that that's Torah that you gave it over? David gave Moshe that, but Moshe gave it to Klal Yisrael. So how exactly do I know that you got the real deal with nothing? Not discernible editorial comments in there, or subjective things according to relevant to Moshe Rabbeinu, because Moshe Rabbeinu was the Anav Mikol Adam. How do I know that when Rebbe was saying from the Mishnayos is with no other cheshbonos than what's pure Torah, that this is what the Heftz of Torah Shebaal Peh states, this is what it is, reina to clean pure Torah Shebaal Peh, because Rebbe was an Anav, and so on. That's what the Rambam is saying. Rebbe had to have been an Anav. That's part and parcel of the package that you have to have. In order to have that, 100%, you need. This is why you need the gedula. Why do you need it? If a person doesn't have everything, so in a chinami, a person has X, right? But I don't know how much of deep down. The person, and with X, he realizes it's nothing. It doesn't mean anything to me, right? It doesn't mean anything to me. I don't know, but if he walks out on the street tomorrow and sees parked in his driveway a Rolls Royce, right? Don't know how that's going to affect him, right? Don't know how that's going to affect him. So you don't have that assurance that the person is reigning without negiyas in his present matzah with what he has right now. It means nothing to him. Can Zion be or not? When do you know it's 100%? If he has anything and everything that one would want, and it's all bottle kafra the arakim, then he's the onav, and then he has everything. That's why you need it. Not necessarily because of what the manshif says. Not necessarily the Ran, what the Ran says by Novi, that's by Novi. Here you need the gedula. You need the gedula because only then is, and it all means nothing to you. That's an emissar meiser of Torah. That's a meiser of Torah. In the Chassidus Shevelt, they say that the Rishoner, he had for the covered of the thing to see the covered of the whatever it is, the Malchus and the Rabbeinu Shalom, he had shoes made of gold. Those were pretty heavy, but they had no soles. For everyone to see, people should be Misrashim, which was necessary for whatever Cheshbonis he held Yevam. What did he have from it? Zero. He had from it zero. Walked on golden shoes with no sandals. That's this idea of what the value of Gedula is to be to the person himself. Gone. Nothing. And you need that. And you have to be in such a place. You have to be in such a place. Once we talked Chassidus already, so the Mishnah says, we know how we're told Haraitz Lahachim Yadrin and Lahashir is Yatz, right? Face Tzof and face Dor for Chochma, this for that. No, yeah, fine. So the question is, Mendel Arimin over asks, then how could you have a Torah Gedul of Makom Echad? One person should have both Torah and Gedul. The person's going to have a split personality. Right, this posy. What does it mean? This is Yatzvin and this is Yadrim. They're in opposite directions, right? Aisha takes one place, and this takes you there. How? Yeah, lechayr you have the one guy being torn into opposite directions over here. If the guy has chachma on the one end, that's the Yadrim. It's the Yatzvin. It's going one's pulling here, one's pulling there. How can they exist in one person? So he says a very tifa thing. They only exist. When is it a problem? If the person is here in the world and he's confronted with these two things that this one pulls here and this one pulls here, if that's where he is, right? So then you have the conflict. Then you're pulled here and you're pulled there. If the person is not in that physical thing, if the person that's bottle and the person's in a ruchniyistika place, if the mokim of the person is in a ruchniyistika place, in that ruchniyistika place, there's no stiras, because the gashmiyistika thing has no existence, has no kshivas by itself anymore. It's all this battle to the ruchni. If a person's in this world, like in this world meaning not that you see him here, it means in the physical world, and that's his world, in that world it's two things and two opposites. If a person's makam is in a ruchniyistika thing, in a makam of Torah, in a makam of Yerushalayim, in a makam of the Rabbeinu Shalom, and ruchniyis, in that place there's no sneers, because nothing else has any chashivas. It's all, you have it, but it's all bottled to the thing. I was medayik. Never thought of it before, but I think it's this phrase, Torah Gedula Makam Echad, is an interesting phrase. Makam Echad, the Makam Echad are totally, totally extra. Rabbi had to have Torah Gedula, right? Yeah, Torah and Gedula. What's the Makom Echad? If Rebbe had Torah and Gedula, and Rebbe was one person, so Rebbe had Torah and Gedula. What's the Makom Echad? What? It was all in one corner of the house. What's the Makom Echad? The Oymek of the Makom Echad is what we just said. It's not to have the Torah and Gedula. To have the Torah and Gedula so you can have conflict also. The guy could be a massive Talmud Chacham and say wonderful drushes, right, and say wonderful drushes, and the guy could have a taivas hamamon like no one's business, right? And you know, yesh leimana writes a masayim, and more and more and more and more. Torah gedula. What's the godless of Torah gedula? That it's b'makom echad. Normally, miteva hadvarim, Torah pulls you yadrim, this one pulls you yatzfin, one's north, one's south, aka diametrically opposed, right? Diametrically opposed. What's the godless Torah Gedula b'makom echad? There's no diametrically opposed. The Gedula is bottled to the Torah. It's all in the same place. It's all in the same place. The Gedula doesn't pull you because it's this bottle, because of Anivis and Yerushalayim. It's all bottle and it's all a chelik of the thing. That's the vart of Torah Gedula b'makom echad. And that's why you need, the gedula. But it has to be not just Torah gedula; it's Torah gedula. It has to be Torah gedula dafka b'makom echad. It has to be b'makom echad. Once we're there, so that I think is pashut pshat in Torah gedula b'makom echad. What's Torah gedula? Torah gedula is enough. Well, I'm not so sure I'm pshat, but anyway, what's echad? What's echad? Echad is the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. There's only one pure Echad in the world. Echad means totally independent, not dependent on anything, not comprised of anything else, indivisible. Right? Indivisible. That's what's Echad. Ato Echad, v'shimcha Echad, Shabbos Mincha. right? In Yigdal, Ve'ein Yochid Ki Yichudai, right? There's nothing. There's one echod, just the Rabbi Nishalai. The Taich of Torah Gdula B'Mokem Echod, it tells you even not only that it has to be in one place, but what's that place? What that place? That place is with the Rabbi Nishalai. That it's all this battle to the Eivishda. The Torah Gdula is talking B'Mokem Echod. That's the Chshivas of Rebbe. That's the Chshivas of Moshe Rabbeinu. Torah Gdula B'Mokem Echod. Then he can be a Moshe HaTorah. Because nothing is, it's all ruchni, there's no pnius, there's no gashmi, it's pulling in any direction, because this battle. That's Rebbe with his Oysher and Anivas, and that's Ravashi. And that's Ravashi. It's a tremendous limud for us, not that we're being Moshe HaTorah like Rebbe and like them, but if a person can only, the person has to make decisions in life, a person, even in learning, to know that. That what you're learning has a shaykhus to emes. That if a person looks at the Torah, to what does the Torah say about a certain situation, to govern, to dictate what you should do in a specific situation, And well, this is what the Torah says. Does it? Is the cheshbon be'etzem pure and unadulterated Torah? Depends. At kama that the person has. It's pulling in different directions, that it's not this battle and not the anova in the Yira Shamayim, so that you can never be sure that what you're deciding al pi Torah is really al pi Torah. Right? There's al pi Torah, because there's other known to you or unbeknownst to you, there's other cheshbonos under the surface that are working. It's only if it's pure Torah. Pure Torah, to, whether it's in learning or whether it's in paskening and whether it's in deciding, making life decisions, that's only if it's steeped, if it comes from Anivus and Yiras Hashem. That you have to work on. Then, if you're in the right place, in the place where they don't pull in opposite directions, in the B'mokim Echad, then and only then is the Torah that you learn, the Torah that you make decisions, I'll be that Torah, only then is it pure, unadulterated Torah Sam. Good job. Thank you.